Welcome to Omego Season 2, Episode 2. What's the difference? I'm your host, Vanessa Brown. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. This evening, I want to talk to you about what's the difference. In the book of 1 Peter, chapter 2, verse 9, it says, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light." The dictionary defines peculiar as strange or odd, unusual, particular, or special. I don't know about you, but I've known that I am a peculiar person for a long time, maybe even since my childhood. I've had this sense that there was something different about or odd about me. And during my teenage years, this kind of manifested in me like not fitting in with any of the cliques at school. So I was considered a smart kid, but not smart enough that I would have been considered a geek or nerd. I was considered a pretty cool person, but not so cool that I would break any of the rules or misbehave in any way. I was well-liked, but not well-liked enough to become homecoming queen. I was peculiar, I think, or odd because I had a little bit of all of these qualities, but not enough that made me feel like I belonged anywhere. In high school, being odd or peculiar or different made me feel uncomfortable there, so I wanted to get out of high school as soon as possible. So I went to summer school in order to graduate early. Back then, we could do things like that. I thought that when I got to college, the feeling of being peculiar would go away. But the same thing that happened to me in high school followed me to college. I was different. I was a bit unusual. I tried, but I didn't fit in with the students who partied all the time. I tried, but I didn't fit in with the girls and their sororities. I worked full-time because I wanted to live on my own, so my dad said I had to pay my own rent. So I didn't go on the spring break trips and have all of those kinds of experiences. I took classes during the summer, and I graduated from college early. But now, like, I'm in my 50s, and I still have this sense about myself that I am different. Now that I'm older and I've had the opportunity to gain some wisdom, I now understand that I have a relationship with God, my Father. I realized that that's what makes me unusual and peculiar. Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 2 says, "You are a people holy to the Lord your God." I like this part. It says, "Out of all of the peoples on the face of the earth, the Lord has chosen you to be His treasured possession." The first point that I want to make this evening is God chose you to be His treasured possession. That's the difference. Notice the scripture does not say that we did anything to be chosen. It was and is God's sovereignty that He chooses those He wants to be His treasured possession. What's the difference? That's the difference. It's like a person or you that has many cups or tumblers or glasses, yet you only choose to drink out of about two of them because of the special qualities that they may have. These qualities make you choose to keep those cups or glasses or tumblers with you, and it makes you want to use them frequently. A treasured possession is something you set aside for special occasions or use. You only let certain people use it or handle it because it has a special meaning to you. It has some sentimental value to you. The difference for us is this is how our Father God feels about us. This is how your Father God feels about you. You are his treasured possession. The difference was the difference that I sensed about myself, and I didn't realize back then, but I understand now, is that my Father has special qualities in me, and I am his treasure. So there were just some things that he did not want around me, so he kept them from me, or what at the time may have seemed like rejection actually was his protection. The difference is I am his chosen possession. The second point that I want to raise with you about what's the difference is I am holy to the Lord. This holiness is always such a interesting topic. And it's always interesting the perspective that people put on this word holy. But to know that the difference is that I am holy to the Lord. 1 Peter 2:9 says, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." Priests in the Old Testament were responsible for going before God on behalf of the people. The priests were to offer various sacrifices, such as an offering or sacrifice for atonement. The atonement of sin, as well as other offerings or other sacrifices that they would make. Some of the priests who were carrying out their priestly duties of offering the sacrifices, right, for the people, some of these priests had excelled in such moral character that they actually were allowed to rule alongside of a king. So, for example, there was Nathan and David, there was Samuel and Saul, there was also Samuel and David. So these priests actually got to rule alongside of the king before they would go to battle. They would consult with their priests or their prophets. So they had such moral character that they were elevated to a place of a royal position. So this is what is meant by a royal priesthood, right? Those priests who were allowed to rule alongside the kings. The difference is those who have been crucified with Christ, those of us who now have been crucified with Christ, who clothe ourselves with Christ, we are now in the position of the royal priest because we have put on Christ. So we are now a part of this royal priesthood, and we now make our spiritual sacrifices to God, not just as priests, but as royal priests. As I did my research, it mentioned the word courtier. So we are part of this. A courtier is a person who attends as a companion or an advisor to the king. So if you could think about being a part of the king's court, right? Our willingness to be crucified with Christ, to include ourselves with him, and this is important, and his likeness. Once again, our willingness to be crucified with Christ. That's why Paul says it's no longer I that live, but Christ that lives within me, right? To include ourselves with him and his likeness makes us holy. There's nothing you can do in the carnal or physical realm to make yourself holy. I don't care how much you fast. I don't care how much you pray. Those things don't make you holy. I don't care how long your skirt is. I don't care if you wear makeup, you don't wear makeup. I don't care what kind of church you go to. Holiness on the name of your church doesn't make you holy. Holiness comes when you have crucified yourself with Christ and you take on the likeness of Christ. That makes you holy. We are holy and we are set apart. The Greek word for holy is hagios, which means simply, and I know this is going to freak some people out, but it means that you're different. You're different from the world. The third point that I want to leave with you this evening is the difference. And when we ask, what's the difference, right? The difference is different. Different is defined as not the same as another, unlike in nature, form, or quality. Now, both in the book of Deuteronomy and 1 Peter, we are given specific instructions about how our daily lives should be different from those who don't know our God and those who have rejected Christ. My title or my topic for this evening with what's the difference really comes from this place. I'm asking, like, what is the difference between us and those who don't name the name of Christ? Like, what's the difference? Why does our life look any different than theirs? And then also it comes from this place of me asking, really, like, how can a person who we're trying to convince that Jesus is real, we're trying to convince them to receive salvation, how does this person know that there's a difference between the way that they're living and the way of the world versus the kingdom, right? How do we go about making certain that there is a difference? The difference is that we are different. We are chosen to be different because Christ chose us to be like him. It is our responsibility to look less like the people around us and more like Christ. More like Christ who lives in us. We really have to ask ourselves, what are we doing? Why is so much of our energy and our effort to fit in, to be like, to sound like people who don't respect our Father and our King? We are members of a royal court. We are royalty and they are not. We have access to the King and they do not. We only have to take our orders from Jesus Christ. We do not have to submit to what they say is right when God says it's wrong. We are called to be different. Now, I look back over my life and I tell God, thank you, right? All those times when I felt like I didn't fit, when I felt like I was being rejected, that folks didn't like me or accepted me. I tell him, thank you for choosing me. I tell him, thank you for not letting me get connected to groups and organizations that would have had me worshiping idol gods. and pledging my allegiance to others when he is the only true and living God. And I guess for me, the question that I would ask those of you who listen to this podcast is, are you okay with being different? Are you able, as Peter asked, to live such good lives among those who don't know Christ that even if they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good works, your good deeds, and glorify God on the day he comes? The difference is we are different. Thank you for joining me this evening. Please visit my website at imagohim, that's imagohim.com, to check out my coaching and leadership development services. You can find me on Instagram at imagohim or on Facebook by typing imago. Be sure to like and share my weekly post, please. You can also now find me on YouTube at symbol Imago Him, imagohim. Please hit the subscribe and notification button on the YouTube page so you'll know whenever I post a new video. And please download the podcast on whatever media platform you are using. Feel free to email me with any questions or any feedback at imagohim@gmail.com. I look forward to the next time. And until then, we shall be just like him.